I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me God.
The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Abraham Donko. In the headlines, government promises to rehabilitate Agbogbloshie Market this year. SADA receives 30 million Ghana CDs from government to prosecute projects. Today is World Water Day. Nationwide immunization against polio starts today. First batch of 50 houses under the Rural Cuckoo Farmers Housing Project inaugurated. And coup attempt in Mali.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are total.
Government will soon begin the rehabilitation of the Agbogbloshie Market to make trading activities smooth and comfortable. Government has also denied that the market has been sold to an individual. It has therefore warned those peddling this information to stop. This came to light when President Mills visited the market to interact with the traders. Our presidential correspondent Seth Aya reports.
The visit by President Mills to the Agbogbloshie Market forms part of government's decision to rehabilitate all the major markets in Accra in line with Accra's Millennium City project. All activities at the market came to a halt as all the traders came out in their numbers to welcome President Mills. Some enthusiastic women went to the extent of laying their cover cloths on the floor for the president to walk over them, similar to Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. President Mills congratulated the market women for working so hard to sustain the country. Government and the people of Ghana are therefore grateful for their sacrifices. The Greater Accra Regional Minister, Nyi Afote Agbo, informed the women that his office is always ready to address any concern they have. At the yam section of the market, President Mills assured the traders that government is tackling the poor road network in the northern sector of the country to make it possible for them to cart their goods to the market. He asked them to register in the upcoming biometric voter registration so that they can vote in the general elections. The yam sellers expressed gratitude to President Mills for considering them as so important and visiting them. Seth Iya, reporting for Radio Ghana.
The Laguna Denton Road is scheduled to be completed by the end of this year. The interchange at the Atomic Junction will be open to traffic in 2 months' time. This came to light when President John Evans Atta Mills paid a surprise visit to the site to know at first hand the progress of work. Seth Iya again reports.
The Legon Adentan Road is one of the gang of four projects inherited by the Mills administration. The government last year secured more than 300 million Ghana cedis and set aside the amount to solely finance them. The visit followed complaints by a cross-section of the public that nothing is happening. At the Adentan portion of the road, President Mills interacted with the contractors who assured him of completing the work on time.
I'm happy because there is some progress on the road. Some time ago I was told that no work was going on.
There was some blockage road payments, etc. issues. Now it is almost
the result.
Yes. Now it is three months. We are fast, very fast. And I'm sure I will guarantee stamp it that because closing of the year it will be okay. We'll drive on asphalt. Now we have layers of asphalt we have. This road is to serve for years to come. It's not only for 1 year, 2 years.
We want the road users to see that there's something happening, and I will say clearly, everybody gives evidence that there is some progress going on. And I was a bit concerned because I haven't passed on this road for some time. So when I was told that work was at a standstill, I decided to come and see for myself. Yes, but I'm happy that you are confident.
The honorable visit for you to come. We hope to see more of you.
President Mills assured the residents and motorists that the work will be completed soon to end the difficult situation they are going through. The people virtually mobbed President Mills. At the Atomic Junction stretch of the road, President Mills interacted with the project manager, Dr. Richard Kofi.
In another 3 months, we will open the first side of the Legon underpass. Then by November, we should finish the project. We are working hard to bring in resources to do all that.
We are grateful.
As they are, there are those who say nothing is happening, that you can't be existing.
And we also said that the close of the year will be completed. So that makes it very transitional between the two projects, that we manage by two different contractors. So by way of that, the assurance is complete by the integration of the completion period.
Well, thank you. There are those who say nothing is happening, that you can't be existing.
Briefing the media, the Director of Communications at the Presidency, Kwaku Ayindoho, said President Mills is impressed with the progress of work, though he wished that the contractors could have done more.
The timeline will be met, and so the President has come himself, because it's important these roads must be completed on time so that we can ease the traffic congestion and allow for easy flow of traffic. So the President is visiting today just to be sure that work is going. Yes, he's impressed, but it's pretty obvious that he would have wished that it would have progressed much more faster. Let's not deny the fact that this was started before President came in, but the fact that his government secured funding, dedicated one of course, just goes to buttress the point that yes, infrastructure expansion is really on course. And it's not only this road, major parts of the city, there's a lot of construction going on.
Minister of Roads and Highways, Joe Gidisu, also assured the public that the Legon Adentan Road, together with the others, will be completed by the end of the year. Seth Iyia, reporting for Radio Ghana.
Vice President John Dramani Mahama has inaugurated a four-story academic block complex and an auditorium for the Ghana Armed Forces Command and Staff College in Teshi. The facility, which was wholly financed by the Get Fund, will serve as a fully-fledged tertiary institution. Vice President Mahama urged the college to build bridges of cooperation with other higher institutions of learning. This is said is efficient way to widen the college's curricula as well as tap into the rich experience of older institutions. Pascalina Dadivo reports.
The Ghana Armed Forces Command and Staff College was established in 1976 with an aim to pursue academic and intellectual studies and break new grounds as far as military studies is concerned. Currently, the college, in collaboration with the University of Ghana and the Ghana Institute of Public Administration, GIMPA, runs two master's degree programs and two postgraduate diploma courses. Limited facilities at the college meant that only students of the Ghana Armed Forces could benefit from the courses. The new academic block therefore comes at an appropriate time. The commandant of the college, Major General Kwesi Yangson, says the new facility will be used for the postgraduate degrees and diploma courses currently being pursued. He announced that the college has already received applications from many renowned institutions, home and abroad, to study at the college. Vice President John Mahama emphasized that government is committed to transforming the college into a regional center of excellence. He commended contractors of the project for making the facility disability friendly, urging other government institutions to follow suit. The vice president hinted that a GET fund has allocated 3.5 million Ghana cedis for the restocking of the college's library. An additional hostel project will also begin this year.
The thrust of your efforts from now on must be to rope in as many Ghanaians of varied backgrounds as possible to be part of these academic pursuits at Gassi. This would have justified your existence as a tertiary institution and as a contribution of your quota to our national development agenda. Government is very much aware of the challenges facing the military, and this knowledge is what has informed our recent efforts at retooling the various services constituting the Ghana Armed Forces. Let me assure you that government will not relent in these efforts to position the Ghana Armed Forces as a well-trained and well-motivated national institution. In particular, the Staff College will be well-resourced to deliver the existing and yet to be commenced courses of higher learning.
The four-story academic block complex comprises offices, lecture and conference halls, and an ultra-modern 500-seat auditorium complex. Staff College hopes to use the asset to attract the public to a cocktail of tertiary programs as well as encourage foreign patronage. For Radio Ghana, Pascaline Adadevo, Accra.
The Chief Executive Officer of the Savannah Accelerated Development Authority, SADA, Alhaji Gilbert Sidwidi, says the authority has received 30 million Ghana cedis from government to start the prosecution of projects under the authority. He told Radio Ghana's Agatha Samoa that the authority is expected to receive another 30 million Ghana cedis from this year's budget.
Government provided a budget figure of 30 million Ghana cedis during the 2011 budget. That amount has been released to SADA, and another 30 million cedis has been captured in the 2012 budget, and that one will be released progressively until we get to the end of the year. The Minister of Finance indicated government's intention to raise investment capital of 200 million cedis to be able to support SADC activities. We have been in contact with the Minister of Finance. The ministry has raised this amount and has decided to release it in two tranches. The first tranche is already lodged at the Bank of Ghana, and the second tranche will be released in July.
Apart from government funding it, how is SADC also being funded?
SADC's intervention seeks to coordinate developmental activities of all donor agencies within the SADC zone in order to be able to lead to accelerated development.
So how soon will we see some of the SADA projects so that it will put to rest these demonstrations?
I think SADA has hit the ground, because last year, 2010, while the team was still strategizing and drawing plans and all those things, we had this problem with the Bagri spillage. And then some parts of the SADA area were inundated with floods. Immediately, the team came up with an intervention in collaboration with NADMO to be able to establish farms for the displaced people to move uplands. And a total of 6,000 farm families, you know, were supported with two seed, fertilizer, and then technology. And yields that were obtained from these farms, if you go to the project area and find out from these farms, is unprecedented.
Meanwhile, the convener of the Young Patriots, Richard Nyama, believes the authority has not been proactive. He said what is needed is physical structures and not mere talks.
Until we hit the streets and were demonstrating, SADC was left on the back burner. The CEO would not have rushed to the northern region to be seen on the ground running. The point is that if you are the CEO of such an organization, That seeks to bridge the gap, or the development gap between the North and South. You need to be proactive. You need to be up and doing. But in any case, is there a single SADC project that they have started and completed within these 4 years that we can use to measure them? That is the question. If you have put in all these efforts, and at the end of the day, we are only talking about money line and an account, I can tell you that the money in the Bank of Ghana is as good as having an empty account.
Convener of Young Patriots, Richard Nyama. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. Government to rehabilitate Agbogbloshie Market this year. SADC receives 30 million Ghana CDs from government to prosecute projects. Today is World Water Day. Nationwide immunization against polio starts today. First batch of 50 houses under the rural Kuku Farmers Housing Project inaugurated, and coup attempt in Mali. Please stay with us.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are social.
Welcome back. Government has so far constructed 50 houses for cocoa farmers under the rural cocoa farmer housing project in 6 cocoa growing regions. Money has also been released for the construction of 20 more houses under the project this year. Each of the houses costs 33,000 Ghana CDs. Deputy Minister for Water Resources, Works and Housing, Nino Tedua, said this when he inaugurated some of the houses in the Volta region. George Asikri reports.
The Rural Cocoa Farmer Housing Project seeks to provide affordable houses for cocoa farmers as part of measures to improve the living conditions of farmers. Deputy Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing, Nino Tedua, said despite the oil and gas industry, government still sees the cocoa sector as a major engine of growth in the economy. He said beneficiary farmers will pay 10% of the cost before they are given keys to the houses and are expected to pay the balance over a 10-year period.
Now behind the project is to provide an affordable houses for our hard-working cocoa-growing farmers.
How many of these houses have you constructed?
Generally speaking, we have 50 in 6 of the cocoa-growing districts. We have the Western region, the Volta region, the Eastern region, etc., etc. The Volta region, we have 5 for a start. The farmers are to repay this thing over a 10-year period.
The director of the Department of Rural Housing at the Ministry of Water Resources, Works and Housing, Mrs. Deborah Kuanu, said cocoa farmers who have at least 20 acres of farm and have followed the right procedures in farming, harvesting and selling their produce are qualified for the houses.
Who has farmed within that catchment area for at least 3 years and has a certain acreage from 28. The other criteria is for you to sell your cocoa to a produce buying company or licensed buying company by cocoa board. The initial is 10% of the total cost of the house. It is a commitment fee.
Two of the beneficiary farmers who spoke to Radio Ghana expressed gratitude to government for the houses and called on the youth to take agriculture seriously. All the houses were constructed with local materials. George Asikri, Radio Ghana, Jasekain.
Today is World Water Day. The day, according to the UN, highlights the urgency for governments, organizations, and individuals around the world to preserve water resources, prevent wastage, and use safe and less water-intensive products to enhance health and food security. The theme for this year's observation is Water and Food Security, Call for Solutions. This establishes links between the use of water resources for food production, use of unsafe water and its direct impacts on the health and nutrition of women and children, especially those living in rural and urban slums. In a statement to mark the day, the Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing, E.T. Mensah, said Ghanaians have no option than to raise the profile of water and food security to the highest level. We bring you a write-up on the day.
Water is a basic human right. Every human being deserves enough water to live. It is also essential for the production of food, crops and livestock that form the basis of our daily diet and contribute to the national and global economy. A steady supply of water is also integral to industry. World Water Day is held annually on March 22 to focus attention on the importance of fresh water and advocate the sustainable management of fresh water resources. This year's theme is Water and Food Security. It is to draw worldwide attention to the relationship between water and food security, focusing on water scarcity, which already affects more than 40% of the people on Earth and is limiting the ability of farmers to produce enough food to eat or earn a living. Water, it is said, is the greatest natural resource, and the UN says it is committed to supporting countries in the better use of water. In Ghana, the sector minister E.T. Mensah on the floor of parliament yesterday said actions should be taken at all stages of the supply chain from producers to consumers to save water and ensure food for all. According to the minister, activities lined up to observe the day include a Durbar and flag hoisting ceremony at the Sutuari in the Greater Accra region. There will also be an inter-school debate, essay competition for selected senior high schools and basic schools in the district. E.T. Mensah also called on all and sundry to address water and food security in the country, adding that government will keep faith with its obligation and ensure that policies on water and food security meet the needs of the most vulnerable.
That was a write-up on World Water Day, which holds today. Accra to my metropolis needs about 160 million gallons of water a day. However, 90 million gallons of the facilities delivered, leaving a shortfall of 70 million gallons, the Deputy Minister of Environment, Science and Technology, Dr. Mustafa Ahmed, disclosed this in a debate on the water purchase agreement between Ghana Water Company Limited and Besesa Desalination Development Ghana Limited, with the government as guarantor. For the details, here's a report by our parliamentary correspondents.
The facility is for an amount of $110 million to finance the development of a 60,000 metric cube capacity seawater desalination plant to produce potable water for delivery to Ghana Water Company Limited for Teshi, Nungwa and their environs. Dr. Mustafa, who was the immediate past Deputy Minister of Water Resources, Western Housing, said the seawater desalination plant will add 30 million gallons more a day to the existing capacity and would greatly solve the water situation in Teshi and Nungwa. He added that even with the 40 million gallons of water a day to be expected from the groundwater headworks, GWCL requires additional water capacity to feed the people of Accra and Sema. However, the member for New Jabin North, Hakim Sajman, as well as many other members, thought existing freshwater bodies could have developed. The minority leader, Osechi Mensah Bonsu, called for a detailed technical assessment of the project to ensure its viability. The Minister for Water Resources, Western Housing, E.T. Mensah, gave the assurance that all technical issues concerning the project have been addressed. Meanwhile, Parliament has approved an amount of 545,440,000 Ghana cedis on the proposed formula for the distribution of the Ghana Education Trust Fund, GET Fund, for this year. The House also approved the proposed formula for the distribution of subsidies to pay to license this mutual health insurance scheme for this year.
That was a report from our parliamentary correspondent. A study by the Ghana National Education Campaign Coalition and Action Aid in the Nanumba North and South districts showed that 2 out of 3 girls in the area have been sexually abused. This, according to the study, prevented the girls from completing their education. The study also indicates that inadequate female teachers in the area is a major setback to female child education. At the launch of the findings in Accra, the country director of Action Aid Ghana, Adwakwaten Kluviche, called for practical intervention to reverse the trend. Cynthia Boafing has the details.
Violence takes many forms, which include sexual harassment, intimidation and verbal degradation, as well as beating. The study, which focused on 13 schools in 13 communities in the Nanumba North and South in the Northern region, brought to bear the intensity of abuses which are deployed in rural areas, despite the negative impact it has on society. Madame Adwakwaten attributed the trend to lack of focus and constraints in policies that are meant to address the problem. She said the impact of violence has no boundaries, adding that the time has come to strengthen the many legislations in order to break the cycle of violence.
Violence against girls knows no class, no race, no age, no location, no disability, no HIV and AIDS. In fact, girls everywhere are vulnerable. So, it is imperative that this cycle is broken.
Madam Adjoa Kwating also mentioned that teachers in communities where the study was conducted are mostly men, and therefore girls do not get female teachers to look up to as role models. She said ActionAid will leave no stone unturned in ensuring that girls are given the necessary education to empower them.
By 2013, a legal and policy framework specifically addressing violence against girls in school is in place and, more importantly, being implemented. Ghana is very good at having very lovely governments, but very, very poor at implementing them.
A researcher from Child Research and Resource Center, Madame Suzanne Sabin, said though boys are also violated, the focus is on girls because of the enormous effect violence has on an illiterate woman.
The implications of a woman not being educated are so devastating. Studies have revealed over the years that an illiterate woman, her children have a high tendency of even dying by age 5. It has health implications, it has educational implications, it has development implications. So these are some of the things that inform our focus on the girl child, because if we lose one girl child, you have lost the whole generation.
She appealed to policymakers to continue to do more for girls in deprived communities.
You heard Cynthia Boateng's report. A national polio immunization exercise starts today throughout the country. The exercise will end on Saturday. In an interview with Radio Ghana in Accra, Dr. N.J.J. of the Expanded Program on Immunization said the country has over the years recorded few numbers of polio cases, but this should not prevent the health service from immunizing children against polio. He said adequate education has been made and called on all mothers to make the awards available for the exercise. Dr. N.J.J. said the exercise will cover children between the ages of 0 and 5.
Disease polio, we have been very successful in controlling it in Ghana. Since 2008, we don't have any case of wild virus. But then the disease has not been eradicated. Other parts of the world, like Nigeria, they continue to have cases in some of our neighbors. So when it happens like that, we are not as yet safe because of air travel and things. People can easily transmit disease these days. So there is a saying that polio anywhere can affect anybody. So we got to continue to protect our children, and protecting the children also protect the entire population.
It seems adequate public awareness have not been done for this year's polio immunization. What do you have to say to that?
No, you always look at public education as something occurring at the national level. Like, the nation is made up of regions and districts. The regions and districts, you go there, they are announcing in public address system. They are also doing the public education. Gongong is being beaten and those things. So there's a lot of social mobilization activities going on. But this year, classically, that's last October, we did one campaign and we are doing this. So our focus was on maybe the print media and things. And honestly, we also did not receive necessary funds on time. So we've been a bit late.
Do you have the funds, the facilities and the personnel now?
Yeah, even this week we are still working on release of the funds to the regions and the districts. So it's been a bit late, but we've communicated with the regions and districts. Now we are going through the process to pre-finance some of the activities.
Doctor, when is the official date for the exercise to begin?
It's beginning tomorrow. Officially at the national level, it's from Thursday to Saturday. It's for 3 days. Volunteers have been trained. They'll go around from house to house to administer the polio dose.
And how many personnel will be undertaking this exercise?
About 45,000 volunteers and about 5,000 supervisors.
How do you get mothers to bring their children to various centers?
No, that's a house-to-house exercise. So the volunteers will move from house to house.
That was Dr. Nkweji of the Expanded Program on Immunization speaking on the National Polio Immunization, which starts today. We are back after this break.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are social.
Soldiers in Mali have attacked the presidential palace in the capital, Bamako, hours after staging a mutiny. The soldiers traded gunfire with their counterparts loyal to the government. State radio and TV have been taken over by the soldiers. To introduce the main points again, government is to rehabilitate the Agubushi market this year and coup attempt in Mali. The news was presented by Abraham Donko in Accra.